Simon Shin Lamed Hey, Sif Aleph. Previous Simon we talked about various Hetairim restrictions of putting out a fire. Now we have another situation in which a person has potential loss, which also causes him to be a little shaken up and may cause him to do malachas to protect himself or protect what he's about to lose. And therefore, the Chazal made certain limitations to keep things under control. The Chavish and Ishtra, a person had a jug, a barrel that cracked, broke, and now everything is pouring out. Matzilim men wasn't shoulder to this. You're allowed to save the amount which is necessary for 3 meals. This is talking about if you still have planned to eat 3 meals. If you had part of the meals, you need to deduct that amount. Rishon Brew brings to Sefer Shabbos that says when drinks that people drink the entire day, they don't just drink for 3 sutas, then you can save them more because you're constantly drinking them. So once again, they limited how much you're allowed to save because otherwise we're concerned you're going to be overly involved in saving this wine or this other drink. And you may come to do a malacha deraisa of either carrying a kli to gather into, carrying this kli through Rishus Rabin, or maybe fixing the kli. This amount for 3 sutas you can say, afilu b'kelim haba, even if you do it in many small kelim. You have kli echad, afilu masik mea sutas matzah. If you can get all the liquid pouring out into one kli, then as much as you can fit into one kli is good, even if it's enough for 100 sutas. Aside from that, he's also Elachein Boi Vatzil Lachem. You can also tell other people, you could also save yourself Gimel Sudis, which is the same idea we saw in the previous sermon. You have to tell them, save for yourself, don't save for me. Because for each individual, he's entitled to 3 Sudis worth. Vavashalo Yisbuk. One thing you're not allowed to do, gather the liquids with a sponge. Tehainu Shalo Yosim Asvoy Gimokim Ayayin Lassu Latifoy Xerishim Yisbuk. You shouldn't put a sponge to collect the wine, but to concern you may squeeze it out, which is an issue. We learned in the siman about schita that if you have a sponge with a handle on it, then there's no iser of using it on Shabbos under the various circumstances. Even though over there it's permitted to use the sponge with a handle, over here Chazal did not want people to use it to save the liquid which is pouring out because they wanted the person to make a shiner from the way he would do it in the weekday. Because once again, we want to make sure this person remembers, I want to save as much as I can, but Shabbos have to be careful not to be over Yisrael. For lo yitbach b'shemen l'haknes yodol l'kancho b'svasakli. Also, you should not put your hand in and wipe off the oil on your hand on the rim of the kli. This is also to make a shiur. Rambo says, Yishrei m'mtav k'chav v'shenishbo shabol v'im yatzil k'ayishinu sh'taknenu. This whole heter is when the barrel broke and everything's pouring out, he's in a hysteria. And therefore, we made his limitations so he shouldn't come to fix it. Avon nisda, rabbi tif. It just had a little crack and it's just dripping little shein bol kol kach. Mutar lasa b'keil and liquids on the tzarev. Then you could take as much as you want and put a kli next to it to gather the dripping matter. Because over here, you're not bold. You're all excited about it. It's not like, you bring something, let the liquid drip into it. Tiz Ramov Yishayman, the Chol Zalim Ayel, the Hatsa Mechotza Lechotza. Avo the Bayis, Achel, Sheirib Imoi, Matzil Mecholigin, Kmoj Mizbo, the El Yavid Leke. Just like we saw by the case of the fire, their opinions are lenient, that you're allowed to be muscled from one house to the next, and only Yisr is to not to be muscled from a house to a Chotza. And the idea behind this is because the Chotza does not have a roof on it, and looks a little bit like Rosh Hashanah. And a person can take to his Chotza, then it can get confused and may inadvertently take things into Rosh Hashanah. But from one house to the next is permitted. The Maizer, Mishra Bruce says this kula is not so poshut. Taz is not happy with this kula of taking from one house to another. But he says, if a person has his private yard that doesn't need an Erev, then even the Taz will be permitted that you take as much as you want out from your private house to your private yard.